Welcome back. If you care about election integrity, you'll be happy to hear about what Judicial Watch is doing in the state of Mississippi. There, Judicial Watch has filed a civil rights lawsuit on behalf of the Libertarian Party. Its objective to challenge a state election law that permits absentee ballots to be received up to 5 business days after Election Day and be counted. The filing argues that this law flies in the face of Congress's unambiguous and long-standing statement regarding a single and uniform national election day. The only people who might legitimately need an extended window like this are some serving in the military, but Mississippi goes further than that, according to the complaint. As many as 1.7%, almost 2% of votes cast in Mississippi in 2020 were received after Election Day. It seems Judicial Watch is one of the only watchdog groups truly dedicated to election integrity. It's fought from Los Angeles County to New York City to purge ineligible voters from voter rolls, and they're often viciously attacked for doing so. But that's what happens when you're in the arena fighting for good causes. And now we're happy to be joined by Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. Tom, great to have you back with us. Let's talk about all of the court action. We're going to be talking about all the Judicial Watch action as well here in just a moment. But with everything happening in the D.C. courts, I mean, this is dizzying, I think, to most people to see what all is going on in the judiciary, a hostile judiciary to this president. Your thoughts about particularly tomorrow, the Supreme Court taking up the Colorado ballot case?
Well, you had Democrat partisan judges in Colorado essentially throw Trump off the ballot based on fake allegations that he engaged in insurrection. And one of the key bases for that was pretending that the January 6th report by Nancy Pelosi was a serious investigation and document. And of course, the 14th Amendment, as written, doesn't apply to the president and certainly doesn't allow states willy-nilly to just throw presidential candidates off of the ballot because they find in some sort of star chamber-like proceeding that the person engaged in insurrection. And I would hope the Supreme Court just says no to this. And I'm hoping even the Democrats on the Supreme Court, the Democratic appointees, don't buy into this effort to tear apart our nation. To take a step back from the legal and constitutional fights, Lou, this is an effort by the Democratic Party and their allies in the courts and, you know, in civil society to turn the country into a one-party state. When you seek to remove the leading opposition candidate from the ballot, what better way than to say, what better way to achieve that goal in terms of just having Joe Biden on the ballot? Is that what they really want in several states across the nation? Yeah. And of course, if that's the new rule, you can be sure that many will be asking to remove President Biden from the ballot because he's, quote, an insurrectionist, unquote, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it really is the most provocative act to date taken. And there have been many. But this is the most provocative right. act by the Marxist Dem Party trying to stop President Trump's candidacy and his return to the White House. I have to say, if they take this much further, this is going to become a highly untenable, destabilized moment in our history and in our society. Because while I'm not suggesting it would end in civil war, I am suggesting to you that it will probably result in some sort of breach of civic order that is all on the backs of these Marxist Dems who are getting exactly what they want. All of the chaos, all of the storming in our public square.
No, I think it is destabilizing. And what the consequences are going to be, it's unclear. But the left has been inciting insurrection for some time. They did it in 2020. You can be sure they're going to do it again this year. Remember the rioting in 2020. They were planning, quite literally, and according to the New York Times, they were war gaming scenarios in which states threatened to secede from the Union unless they got the Electoral College count they wanted in Congress. So it was the left that was actually planning for that type of disruption to the body politic. And then on top of that, you had the decision earlier this week out of the DC Appellate Court, which is an anti-Trump court, upholding Judge Chutkan's anti-Trump decision that puts Trump in legal jeopardy and puts criminal liability on him for actions he took as president of the United States, something that's never been done before in American history. I mean, it's like they don't care about our constitutional structure anymore, and it's because they want to get Trump, they'll tear apart our system of government to do it.
I don't think there's any doubt that three judge appellate panel, they don't they I don't know if they read the Constitution, even thought for a moment to apply it, because there is nothing in it that is consonant with the Constitution, in my judgment. And by the way, I think each one of us, layman like me, whoever you are, you can read English, you can read the Constitution of the United States. It is not complex. And that's one of its principled, just wonderful qualities. It is designed for we the people. So we know our rights. So we know what's going on. We don't need a bunch of ideological activist buffoons in these courts telling us how they've organized around a concept that puts Governor Greg Abbott in a position where he has to accept a thundering invasion of the state of Texas because Joe Biden, the impaired puppet president, doesn't want to defend the nation's sovereignty. This is crazy stuff, Tom.
Well, the challenge in this day and age is that the courts that we are supposed to rely upon to dispassionately apply the law have let, beyond all recognition, politics get in the way of their judicial decision making, especially when it comes to issues related to President Trump. And President Trump, in my view, the courts have failed, and his civil rights have been abused. He's been abused. And of course, we suffer that abuse too because other citizens the left has gone after who dared to dispute the Biden election. And then on top of that, when a candidate for office like Trump is being victimized and having his civil rights suppressed and his election interfered with, his campaign interfered with, that impacts people who support him in the public square as well. So this is an attack on all of us when the courts go rogue and go political.
Well, absolutely. And we've got just about a minute, but I want to turn to your lawsuit in Mississippi and the idea of processing ballots improperly there. What is your suit going to? I mean, we're talking about we're relitigating past elections. I don't think there's anything wrong about it because we don't know the truth about 2020. We know the truth, but we can't prove much of that truth. What do you think about your case and its impact?
Well, in Mississippi, we're suing on behalf of the Libertarian Party down there who oppose counting ballots that arrive up to 5 days after Election Day. It's contrary to federal law, which sets an election day with very limited exceptions. And obviously, that's not met in the ordinary course in Mississippi there. 19 other states have laws like that. In Illinois, we have a challenge that's pending. It's on appeal. They count ballots that arrive upwards of 14 days after an election, including ballots that haven't been postmarked. This is a good way to invite voter fraud. It's a mighty temptation to try to change the outcome of an election if you know ballots are being counted after Election Day that arrive after Election Day. And obviously, it just undermines further the shrinking confidence that voters have in free and fair elections here in the United States.
Well, free and fair we don't have, but we do have Judicial Watch trying to assure that those that are operating as with electoral integrity are known as well as the those who on the Marxist dim side are meaning to make certain that they decide how this vote comes out, because they want to count the votes as well and decide, as Tom Fenton said, how long it takes to get them counted. Anyway, Tom, as always, doing a great job. We thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch.